إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين في كتاب التوحيد باب ما جاء في كثرة الحلف قال الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات باب ما جاء في كثرة الحلف أي باب ما جاء من النهي في كثرة الحلف. I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed, Kitab al-Tawheed of the great Imam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية ثم الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد chapter 61 is pertaining to those who swear a lot by Allah في كثرة الحلف rather Sheikh Fawzan he says actually This is a chapter that teach us that it's prohibited to swear a lot, constantly swearing by Allah. And we're going to understand, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn how that is implied, inshallah ta'ala. قَالَ وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ Then the Shaykh mentioned, Shaykh Muhammad al-Wahhabi mentioned a couple of narration proofs actually, if it's 61, in the English translation, it's going to be 62, okay? For the English translation, from Al-Qawl Sadid, of Imam Sadi, then it's going to be 62, actually, okay? Because we finished the book, the chapter 61, about the Musawwarin. But this is now about those who swear a lot, excessive swearing, okay? And you mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ And protect your oaths. And protect your oaths. Here, and also you mentioned the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. قال مناسبة هذا الباب للحديث. مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد عفوا First of all, the Shaykh he brings the relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. Why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, include this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed? What is the connection between swearing those who they swear? Wallahi, 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 wallahi. Some people become a habit to them. Instead to say to you, أخي تفضل معنا والله يا أخي قبل والله العظيم والله the brother he just got come here والله I saw him they swear with Allah instead of just having a normal conversation they swear a lot so the connection he says أن من كمال التوحيد احترام اسم الله وعدم امتهانه بكثرة الحلف لأن ذلك يدل على الاستخفاف به وعدم التعظيم له he says From the things that makes a person's tawheed complete, that person, that servant of Allah, should show respect and veneration for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore, do not swear Allah right now. Because for those who they swear Allah, it shows that they don't have that respect and high veneration for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما جاء في كثرة الحلف أي من النهي عنه. So as the Shaykh mentioned, it is prohibited. As Shaykh al-Islam, he wants to teach us from this chapter, from this title, that it is prohibited to do this, to swear all time, wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ أَيْ لَا تَحْلِفُوا وَقِيلَ لَا تَتْرُكُوهَا بْغَيْرِ تَكْفِيرُ وَقِيلَ لَا تَحْنَثُوا. As for and protect your oath, he said, the Shaykh says, the ulama, they mentioned, meaning do not swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all time. You swear when it's needed. But it shouldn't become a habit that person swears all time. It says also, if a person swears, and then under certain circumstances, those people, they have to expiate for that swearing or that oath. Kafarat al-yameen. If a person swears, but it doesn't come like as they say, it is people they have to expiate for their swearing, and it is mentioned in the Quran what they should do as related to that. And he mentioned another hadith, the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الحلف منفقة للسلعة ممحقة للكسب. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. الشيخ منشن حديث that is collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim رحمهم الله. On the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the oath spends the goods, erasing the profits. Here's how they translated. Spends the good and erases the profit. But inshallah, it will become clear in the explanation of our noble Shaykh. قال المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general meaning of this hadith, hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله. قال يحذر صلى الله عليه وسلم من التهاون بالحلف وكثرة استعماله لترويج السلع وجلب الكسب. He said in this hadith, our beloved Prophet, معلم الناس الخير, one who was sent to teach the people good, he is warning the Muslims from swearing a lot, tahawun, not being serious about this matter, and therefore swearing a lot excessively. And for what purpose? To sell their goods and commodities, try to bring a profit. فإن الإنسان إذا حلف على سلعة أنه أعطي فيها كذا وكذا أو أنه اشتراها بكذا وكذا وهو كاذب فقد يظنه المشتري صادقا فيما حلف عليه فيأخذها بزيادة على قيمتها تأثرا بيمين البائع وهو إنما حلف طمعا في الزيادة فيكون قد عصى الله فيعاقب بمحق البركة. Sheikh says, because when a person swears, and this is for the merchants, by the way, and those who have some products to sell, and they swear a lot, wallahi, they give him this, wallahi. When somebody comes and says, how much? He's like 80 bucks. Then the person says, no, 80, that's a lot. Then the person, he will, wallahi, he bought it for 75. Wallahi, he's making only $5. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. And he's swearing a lot. The Shaykh says, this person, he will swear a lot that actually other people, he want to sell a car, for example. And somebody says, I give you 2,500. Wallahi, they give him 2,800. But nobody give him 2,800. Nobody. So he swears, while it's a lie, that he bought this product or this commodity for this and for that. So why he's a lying? So we should pay attention to this, because sometimes people, they just want to make some profit, they want to make some money, and they lie and swear on top of that. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The Shaykh says, so the one who is buying his product thinks and that this person is truthful. Why? Because he's dealing with a Muslim, and the Muslim is swearing by Allah. And from the Tawheed, in other books, like in the Tamheed of Sheikh Sahal al-Sheikh, he said that the person who has Tawheed firm in his heart, he has respect for Allah. Don't use Allah for dunya things. Especially when that person lies. A person would not lie and say, Wallahi, to make a couple dollars, or to make a sale. So when a Muslim dealing with another Muslim, he's like, SubhanAllah, this person swears, yes, he's truthful. But with Allah, that person is not. He's lying. So that he can sell his commodity for a price that is not even worth it. But they use the wallahi excessive swearing. He said, وَهُوَ إِنَّمَا حَلَفَ طَمَعًا فِي زِيَادَةٍ. This person, he swears so that he can get that increase, so he can increase the price. So what is the consequence of this action? The Shaykh mentioned them. فَيَكُونُ قَدْ عَصَى اللَّهِ. This person has fallen into a violation. What is it? He has disobeyed Allah. So swearing like this, in this manner, that's disobedience to Allah. Wallahi, they gave him. Wallahi, is this. Wallahi, it is brand new. Wallahi. That's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَيُعَاقَبْ بِمَحْقِ الْبَرَكَةِ. Even though this person is going to make more money, allude the buyer to put more money, but it will be no barakah in it. No barakah, no blessings. So if a person have a lot of money but no barakah, that's a problem. But a little bit of money is used, earned by halal, then alhamdulillah, Allah will put barakah in it. And we go a long way. That's why you find certain people, mashallah, their salary is so, what do you call it? Meager and small, and Allah put barakah in it. They pay their rent and they eat. Mashallah. Somebody sees them, they think they're rich. Alhamdulillah, they have no issues. And then you have other person, a lot of money here, business here, on the side, job here, this, that, nothing. And they got issues, evictions, problems. It's no barakah. Ayyuhal, we ask Allah to put barakah in our earnings. Munasabatul hadith in al-bab. Then the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan ta'ala mentioned the relevance of this hadith to this chapter. Meaning, why Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad al-Wahhab, selected this hadith as a proof in this chapter, and nahi fi. جاء في النهي من كثرة في كثرة الحلف من النهي عن كثرة الحلف. قال أن فيه التحذير من استعمال الحلف لأجل ترويج السلع وبيان ما يترتب على ذلك من الضرائب. He brought this hadith because it clearly indicates a warning in it from using this form, especially for those who wants to sell their products. I swear by Allah. And also because this hadith highlights the consequences and the harm precisely that the people induce themselves by using this. So this is important for us, practical. Because if we are not merchants and we are not doing this, then for sure we may get encounter with some merchant who is doing this. Some merchants, you go to them, businessmen, store owners, or they own nothing. They just work for somebody. And as soon as you ask, wallahi, they give him this, wallahi, this product, is there is nothing like it in the whole strip mall. People like that. Nobody asks you that question. And they swear. Wallahi, if you step out of this store, you're not going to find this price anywhere. Wallahi al-azim. Wallahi billahi tallahi. Wallahi, this merchandise just got here. Has dust. Wallahi, this. Wallahi, all of this so that the person can buy it. So what we do? Ikhwan, we have to. The Muslims, we teach them to the mirror. Jazakallah, barakallah feek. I know you try to cut some deal and make some money, but this is not the way you're Muslim. Do not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, wahfadu aymanakum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, there is a colleague by the name of Bukhari, Imam Muslim, kada wa kada, and it is prohibited to do this. Just present your matter and say, look, this product here, alhamdulillah, that's the qualities of this product, and this is the price for it. We can negotiate, or there is nothing to negotiate. That's it. And don't swear, barakallah. In this way, alhamdulillah, we can help each other. That's why we're learning for ourselves, to correct ourselves, our mistakes, and also to help others. Don't just go there and you see a Muslim swearing, wallahi, wallahi, and then you're like, this guy don't know tawheed. Let's get out of here, find another merchant who knows tawheed. And this is not the attitude. You sit and you talk to them nicely and kindly, inshallah ta'ala. Now, ما يستفاد من الحديد. What are some of the benefits of this hadith? Number one, التحذير من استعمال الحلف. Well, let's go back to our old fashion, our old way. Alhamdulillah. Listen to you. What are some of the benefits that you may deduct from this ayah and from this hadith? Now. Amen.
It's prohibited to swear a lot because it lessens a lot of status issues like ignoring a lot of highness.
Makes sense. Now, Usman, you have your hands up. Put it down. I saw you. Don't make me swear now. I saw you. Huh? Okay. MashaAllah. JazakAllah. Hey, yeah. He has a cyst. Hey, yeah. Now, al-awwal, the first, Sheikh Fawzan says, التحذير من استعمال الحليف. لأجل ترويج السلاح لأن ذلك امتهان لاسم الله تعالى وهو ينقص التوحيد. A warning in this ayah and a hadith, a warning from swearing excessively or from swearing excessively to promote a merchandise or to push the scale of a certain merchandise. Okay? Because that is imtihan, misuse, and also abusing the status of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And this action here, those who doesn't have high respect for the name of Allah, that's because of defects of their tawheed. A defect of their tawheed. ثانياً بيان ما يترتب على الأيمان الكاذبة من المضار. Also in this, another benefit that she mentioned, the evil consequences and the harms come in results of swearing falsely. Those who they swear while they lie. There is a statement by Ibn Mas'ud. Who remember the statement of Ibn Mas'ud? He came with us before in other chapters related to swearing and the like. Somebody remember? La an ahlifa billahi. English, yeah.
Swear by Allah.
was saying the truth. لَأَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا خَيْرٌ لِي مِنْ أَحْلِفَ بِغَيْرِهِ صَادِقًا. He says, for him to swear by Allah, even though on something that is not true, is way better, which is not good, way better than to swear by other than him, even when you're truthful. Okay? Just to mention that, but there is adrar. Here he mentioned, what is the adrar? What is the harms for those people who they swear in this manner? Number one, they disobey Allah. That's disobedience to Allah. And number two, they are punished by Allah taking the barakah away from that money that they made. Number three, أن الكسب الحرام وإن كثرت كميته فإنه منزوع البركة لا خير فيه. الله أكبر. He said that earnings from haram, from unlawfully, even if it's in a large quantity, the barakah is taken away of it. There is no good in it. There's no good in it. So it's not about just make some money any way you want. It doesn't matter. No. It's not about the katra. It's not about, oh, people have a lot of money. No, it's about the money itself, how it's earned. If it's earned from halal, alhamdulillah, then person is obedient to Allah, he follows the rules and regulations. SubhanAllah, that's why then that money has barakah in it. Some people, they just want to make money. They go to business, open a store, compete. They have no clue. They didn't study the chapter of Buyur. Person should study a little bit. Before conducting any business, you're going to learn how to conduct a business according to the religion so that you don't fall into prohibitions. I heard one of the mashayikh, I forget his name, in one of the talks, and he mentioned that Umar ibn Khattab, he used to go to the market place and ask the merchants questions about transactions. Those who don't have the answer, he says, leave our markets, don't bring corruption in here. SubhanAllah. He just want to make money, he don't know how to sell, how to buy, how, no, nothing. He just want to make money. He says, leave our markets, don't bring corruption. Anyhow. على أيين الله السلام والعافية. وعن سلمان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم: قشيمط زان وعائل مستكبر ورجل جعل الله بضاعته لا يشتري إلا بيمينه ولا يبيع إلا بيمينه. رواه الطبراني بسند صحيح. Now, in the Shaykh mentioned the hadith on the authority of Salman. Here he doesn't say, but Shaykh Fawzan and others, alhamdulillah, they said, لَعَلَّهُ يُرِيدُ سَلْمَانَ الْفَارِسِ أَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رضي الله عنه. His asl is from Asbahan, أو رام هرمز. أسلم عند قدوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة. وشهد الخندق وغيرها وتوفي سنة 36 هجرة. It's well known, Salman al-Farisi, and his story is well known, and how he went through a lot of hardship, and he was sold as a slave, and alhamdulillah, Allah guided him to Islam, and he's one of the renowned companions from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu anhum. He's from Isfahan. And he became a Muslim, alhamdulillah, when the Prophet ﷺ made a hijrah to Al-Madinah. And the Prophet ﷺ was about to make the hijrah. And when he participated in the battle of the Khandaq, the ditch, he died in the year 36 of the hijrah, radiallahu anhu. So Salman narrated that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, there are three, meaning three people, whom Allah will not speak to nor purify them, but they will receive severe punishment. SubhanAllah. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, this is a severe warning. Why these people? Because of this, they have certain actions. Number one, immature adulterer, meaning a person who's Allah allowed them to live and they are an old person, not a young teenager or something. It's an old person who commits adultery, aliyadu billah. A proud, poor person. Proud, arrogant, poor person. And a man who made his trade out of Allah, meaning he did not purchase except with an oath and swearing, nor did he sell except with swearing. Constantly swearing. Whenever he buys, whenever he sells, Allahi, 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 nah. And this hadith is coming from Imam al-Tabarani with a sahih chain. And also deemed sahih. Sahih al-Albani fi sahih al-Jami al-Saghir. Imam al-Albani mentioned that this hadith is sahih in sahih al-Jami al-Saghir. So here Ushaymid تصغير أشمر وهو الذي في شعره شمط أي شيب وصغر تحقيرا له. This word here Ushaymid is تصغير. In Arabic they call تصغير like خالد. Who knows the تصغير of خالد? خليد لا خيلة خالد خويلي ها طيب تصغير على عين أشيمت is تصغير from أشمت. Who's أشمت? Is the person who has now reached an age and he has gray hair. Okay, and I see a lot of gray hair in here. Okay, I know. And that's the Ashmat. In the general meaning, the Shaykh mentioned, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ثلاثة أصناف من العصاة يعاقبون أشد العقوبة لشناعة جرائمهم. Says here the Prophet ﷺ is informing us about three types of people from the disobedience. These are three types of disobedient people, sinful people. Allah has prepared for them severe punishment because how disgusting their crimes they have perpetrated and their sins. Horrible sins, disgusting acts that they have committed. What is this horrible acts and so disgusting acts that make these people subject themselves to this severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As you see, Allah doesn't talk to them nor purify them and for them a severe punishment. أحدهم من يرتكب فاحشة الزنا مع كبار سنه. The one who commits adultery at old age. He's an old person and still commits adultery. زنا. قال لأن داعي المعصية ضعيف في حقي. He says because being an old person, he doesn't have that urge in him to supposedly to cause him to that great desire to cause him to commit adultery. Now, rather, he's supposed to be weak. He's an old person now. فدل على أن الحامل له على الزنا محبة المعصية والفجور. In other books, the Mashayikh mentioned as opposed to a young person, teenager, a young man. Even though the action does not justify being young, this doesn't mean that a young person go ahead, commit adultery, it's okay. La, it's still haram. But usually a young person, he's not married and has still full energy. Not like the one who's old and usually married. Okay? Aina. So here it means, the Shaykh says, that what makes this old person who has hair, gray hair now, to commit adultery, the love of sin, waliyadu billah. You know? It's not like a young man, he knows it's haram and he asks Allah to keep him, but the desires overpower him and fall into that evil act. Now this is an old man. He's been around for a while. Maybe he's married. Now why he fall into this fahisha? Because he loves it. He loves the fahisha and the sin and fujur. وَإِنْ كَانَ الزِّنَا قَبِيحًا مِنْ كُلِّ أَحَدٍ فَهُوَ مِنْ هَذَا أَشَدُّ قُبْحًا. As the Shaykh says, keep in mind, zina, adultery, fornication is an evil act from anyone, a young person or old person, but it is worse when it comes from an old man. An older man, it is worse. So it's not permissible for any Muslim to fornicate or to commit adultery. Okay, if a young man did it, teenager did it, an older man did it, but the older one is worse. Who is the second person that is included in this severe punishment and threat? Who is he? أحسن فقير يتكبر على الناس. He's poor but he's arrogant. والكبر وإن كان قبيحا من كل أحد. He said, keep in mind once again, being proud and arrogant is a disgusting act. Okay? From anyone. It's not just it's a bad act only from the poor person. No, from anybody. لكن الفقير ليس له من المال ما يدعوه إلى الكبر فاستكباره مع عدم الداعي إليه يدل على أن الكبر طبيعة له. He says, but now, why it is worse for the poor? Because usually what makes the people proud is their status or wealth. He lives in a better neighborhood, he drives a better car than others, he has more money, better position. He says, but this poor has nothing. So why you grow arrogant? So now he becomes a sajiyya. He becomes his character. He's not just something that he acts up only when he have money and have things that others don't have. Now it becomes his character, part of his character. A natural disposition. With Thalith, who is the person, the third person, third type of people?
The merchant.
أحسن. من يجعل الحلف بالله بضاعة له يكثر من استعماله في البيع والشراء فيمتهن اسم الله ويجعله وسيلة لكسب المال. The person who swear excessively by Allah and making that as a means to earn whenever want to buy something, sell something, and by doing that he's not showing respect but rather does disrespect to the name of Allah by making the name of Allah as a means to earn, to make some earnings. A person should be truthful. You don't have to mention the price that you buy the product. Just say what it is. Fortunately, learn some skills, and merchants should have some skills. It's not like you sit there, how much? 50. 35. Get away. We're not playing in here. He says, no, you gotta have some skills. Right, Abu Majid? Sometimes you just smile. You don't even have to say something. If you say 50 and say, says, what about 25? You just say, Ahsan Allahu ilayk. Just say, may Allah have mercy on you. Do they understand that you're not? Okay? He says, alright, I'm sorry. What about 30? Rafa Allahu qadrak. Allahu akbar. Make dua for them. And they're like, okay, so what's the price? 50. Alright, they take it. Or they have, some people, they know the price. They just agree. So the merchant want to make the most of it. And the one who's buying, he wants to get it with the less price. If they give it to him for free, he will be happy. So some people, they know that that merchandise, they went to the large store. It's not less than 50. Actually, they tell them 55, 60. Instead to come say, 50? Oh, give me two of them. No, they want to tell him 25. But some other people, they just tell them more than that. Okay? A person should learn some skills to this will make a difference. But as long as a person don't use tricks or step out the boundaries of Islam, meaning somebody may take it like, oh, become careful. Let me rephrase that. As long as a person abide by the teaching and the rulings of Islam, okay? We don't step beyond that which, alhamdulillah, Allah has legislated for us in everything. Likewise, in buying and selling, we should learn where we stop, when the law, the line is drawn. And this is one of the things. Of course, a person should not lie. We learn from other narrations that if you want to sell anything, you have to be truthful, and if there is anything wrong with that product, you have to mention it. You want to sell a car, for example, don't go paint it now and give it a nice tune-up. Huh? Or there is a lot of lights, angel light, this light, and they go to a mechanic and they do something, I don't know what they do, and all the lights vanish for like a half day or something. And then it's like, hey, you see, alhamdulillah, wallahi, no lights, wallahi, it's a brand new car, wallahi. Then the guy get it, next day, he's stranded in a highway. Angel light, transmission light, there is a transmission light. There is one too. I didn't know. And this light here, the brakes, this, subhanAllah, where is it? Then the man, he's seeing for Asr. No, they're Muslim. They go to the same masjid. Akhi, lights came all over. Why, you did something to the car, Akhi? You remember when I sold it to you? Did you see any lights? No lights. Why, you did something, eh? Still at that time, instead of saying, Astaghfirullah, subhanAllah. You know what, Akhi? Astaghfirullah, wa atubu ilayh. You know what, man? I've done something terrible, man. I'm sorry, Akhi, for whatever I have caused you. SubhanAllah, la ilaha illa. You know what? There are problems with this car, this, but I made those lights to go away. These lights, they've been there for years, Akhi, as I remember. You know what? It's up to you. You want to keep the car? You want me to give you some money back so you can fix these problems? You want your money back and give me the car? Now just continue upon error. مناسبة الحديث للباب أن فيه تحذير من كثرة الحلف في البيع والشراء. The reason Sheikh al-Islam, الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى introduced this hadith amongst the proofs in this chapter. فيه التحذير, because it contains a warning against excessively swearing, especially when buying and selling. So once again, the Muslim does not just sit there, wallahi, akhi, this car, this, wallahi, this house, you're not going to find like it, wallahi, this is the only deal. Speak the truth, use your skills, but avoid these things. That's why we're learning in this chapter. We avoid the things that are not good for us. Okay? Because that money is not going to help us. And remember the Shaykh, he says, those people who lie and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they make a lot of money, there's no barakah, no blessings. Not alone they sin and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, whatever earning you make, make sure that it's lawful. And the transactions is lawful. And the expressions that we use are supposed to be the proper expression in accordance to the teaching of our beautiful religion of Islam. May istafada min al-hadith. What are some of the benefits, ya akhwan, from this hadith? The hadith of Salman, radiallahu anhu. Now, Luqman. One of the benefits of the hadith. Yahya. You're next to him, that's why.
From the prohibition of using swear by Allah a lot, when the
sense. Now, amen. Say that again. Not just him, yes, but zina is prohibited and is an evil act, and especially if it's committed by an older person. Now, Muhammad Moore. Rephrase that. No doubt, yes, the point you're trying to make, similar to the one that Amy just mentioned, that when a young person commits adultery versus an older person who has gray hair and the like, both of them is evil acts, okay? But it is worse when it's perpetrated by the one who's older, right? They don't have one? What is it? The
desire.
Nah, because usually the desire for the older people, it weakens. He's older, he's married, been married for years. It's not like the young man, he don't even know what it is. Never been married, he see women all over and hear about it. He has that strong desire. But still, that young person should follow the means legislated, fast. Or the first mean before fasting, what is it? Get married. If able. Remember the Prophet what he said? Ya ma'ashara al-shabab, O youth, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, falyatazawwaj. O youth, the young people, those amongst you who have the ability to get married, to assume the responsibility, the Prophet said, do it. Go get married. Now he finds some people that get themselves troubled because they don't follow the advice of the Prophet. He's a young man, he has money, he has a nice job, but he's not married. Now he get married. And there before you know it, now you got issues. He's coming to, I don't know, the imam, he wants to marry this woman, she's pregnant. Why do you do that? You have money? Go get married. But in the hadith, the Prophet says, but those who doesn't have the ability to get married, they don't have money, they don't have a job yet, they're still in school, for example. So what they do? Fast. Very fast. Fast Mondays, Thursdays, fast every 2 days, every 3 days, every other day, everybody according to their desires. Those who are the strong, they fast more. Those who are less, inshallah, like that. And that's what the Prophet advised. Not just like, oh, I live and I live here. You live there, we'll move. If you think the area that young man is too much for him, too many women, that job is a fitna for you, then change it. Get something less on barakah. And the people are supposed to look at the job before they accept it. If it's halal, if it's haram, the environment and all of this. Aynam. ما الذي جرنا إلى هذا الحديث? What brings us to this conversation? One of the benefits, I know. Anybody wants to mention something else?
Three people that Allah.
Naam, Nordin.
Three people that Allah will not speak to them.
Ahsan, there are three people Allah does not speak to them. And what else? Does not what? Help your brother. Only does not speak to them? Does not purify them. And they will have Azab Alim, painful torment. Who are these people? Allah didn't say in 80 years, the hadith doesn't say a mushrik 80 years. Look at these people. These are things that certain people, they look at it as nothing. Nothing. I think you're swearing by Allah, so what? So what? He commits zina, so what? He's the only one. Instead to say, subhanAllah, look, come here. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. لا تقنط من رحمة الله يا أخي. Despair not from the mercy of Allah. But this is a hadith. This matter is serious, أخي. You're an old man. Don't fall into this. It's a serious matter, أخي. Don't tell him, don't worry about it, أخي. Just give sadaqah. Put 20 bucks in the sadaqah box. Allah will forgive you. You're not the only one, man. There's Arab brothers here that do the same thing. How would you know? How would you know? How would that person know? To make that statement, there's a lot of brothers here, they do the same thing. Now we're supposed to help the people. If you know somebody come to you, tell them, akhi, this act is a serious act. If I committed with you, this is a serious act. Because of the hadith. There's a hadith, a severe punishment. But despair not from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgive all sins. Turn to Allah with repentance. Take a lesson, akhi. Right now. This is how we help the people now. But what's the meaning of وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ قَالَ الشَّيْخَ الْفَوْزَانِ أَيْ لَا يُثْنِي عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُطَهِّرُهُمْ مِنْ دَنَسِ الذُّنُوبِ. Shaykh Fawzan, he explained it. لَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ does not purify them, meaning does not praise them, and does not purify them from the sins, from the evil of their sins. Jazakallah. That's good to know. Would not purify them, meaning لَا يُثْنِي عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah doesn't mention them with good. And does not clean them and purify them from the evil of those sins. Allahu Akbar. So there are people that Allah purify them, praise them, perform al-mukhalafa, and purify them from their sins. But these people are not. That's Allah, salam al abiyah. La yukallimuhum Allah. Actually, it's لا يكلمهم, not look at them, doesn't talk to, doesn't speak to them or talk to them. Okay. قال هذا وعيد شديد في حقهم. This is a severe threat against them. لأنه سبحانه يكلم أهل الإيمان. Because Allah speaks to the believers, the people who have sound iman. Allah talk to them on يوم القيامة. But these people, Allah won't talk to them. Anything else? طيب. Number one, يقول الشيخ الفوزان رضي الله تعالى from the benefits. نعم. التحذير من كثرة استعمال الحلف في البيع والشراء والحث على توقير اليمين واحترام أسماء الله سبحانه. This hadith contains a warning against swearing excessively while conducting sales and transactions. Likewise, this hadith incites us to show respect and high venerations to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't use them just like that. Okay? ثانيا إثبات الكلام لله وأنه يكلم من أطاعه ويكرمه بذلك. This hadith is one of the narrations that affirm a صفة الكلام, that Allah speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sifat al-kalam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to those who obey Him, and Allah will honor them with this. That's an honor for those people, that Allah will speak to them. As the Shaykh he mentioned, Allah speaks to the people who are iman. ثالثا التحذير من جريمة الزنا لا سيما من كبير السن. This hadith warns against this awful crime and despicable and disgusting crime which is zina, adultery and fornication, especially from the older person. Especially from the older person. رابعا التحذير من الكبر لا سيما في حق الفقير. Likewise, this narration warns against this despicable act of being arrogant and proud, against pride and arrogance, especially if it's perpetrated by a poor person. This doesn't mean that the rich can be proud. No. Muslims, we're not arrogant, we don't have pride, but it is worst when it is perpetrated by a poor person. We still have two narrations, we're going to leave them for the next week, inshallah ta'ala. As'al Allah لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد وأن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.